Some of Oregon's voter-approved criminal sentencing laws would get a second look under a series of recommendations approved yesterday by a high-level commission. It's part of a package of ideas aimed at slowing the growth of Oregon's prison population. Correspondent Chris Lehman reports.
The Commission on Public Safety didn't wholeheartedly endorse the proposal to scale back some voter-approved mandatory minimum sentences. Those include some types of robbery, assault, and sex abuse. But the panel did list the strategy as one way for lawmakers to avoid having to open a costly new prison. Oregon Corrections Department Director Colette Peters says reducing some sentences would be used in tandem with other, less controversial options.
We have to figure out how to slow or stop prison growth. We can only do that by either stopping the number of individuals that come to prison or impacting how long they stay with us.
The proposal is already meeting some resistance from Oregon district attorneys, but Governor John Kitzhaber applauded the report and said he looks forward to a robust discussion with the legislature. He has said he hopes cost savings in corrections can be diverted into programs meant to keep people out of trouble in the first place. I'm Chris Lehman in Salem.